This year, we've reported on Colorado's rising costs for housing. It's a trend that's gentrifying neighborhoods in Denver, tightening budgets in Larimer County, and clogging up streets in Greeley with newcomers in search of affordable homes. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more on how the year shaped up for home buyers and sellers and what we might expect in 2018.
Brad Inelson has been a real estate broker in Greeley for about 5 years. He says, if you've thought about selling your home, now's the time to do it.
We are so skewed to the left, which is the seller's market. It's not even funny right now.
With the state's growing population, 77,000 new residents this year, and a low unemployment rate, just 2.7%, homes all along the Front Range are for sale.
The normal market is about 6 months, 180 days.
And they're selling extremely fast.
Right now, we're seeing stuff under a month.
The demand for housing is also driven by the state's net in-migration. That's the number of people moving into the state minus those moving out. It's expected to top 61,000 in 2018. And a large concentration of those moving in are coming to northern Colorado, according to state demographer Elizabeth Garner.
Weld County is a large county. They've got a lot of land area. Housing is a little bit more affordable than, let's say, down in the Denver metro area. So people are looking at these different components and moving to places where they can make things work.
In the Greeley-Evans area, the average home goes for about $280,000 compared to Denver's median home price, which is well above $400,000. But unless developers can catch up, Brad Inelson says costs will go up everywhere.
Greeley has the potential for tons of new construction coming in, where if we could get some more land developers to come in to the Greeley area and they develop those lots, they'd be able to sell those lots pretty darn quick.
Because of that, potential home buyers will face a more competitive market.
This is not a good thing.
Rich Wabakind is an economist at the University of Colorado Boulder. If the net in-migration continues as predicted, the construction industry will need to build at least half that many homes every year to support the influx. But right now, there aren't enough skilled workers to keep up with that demand.
And that is certainly slowing the output from that sector. That said, we're projecting higher housing starts in terms of numbers of new houses, both single and multifamily, and that should help with the housing price increases that we've been seeing. It should temper them a little bit more.
This year, a Colorado court reformed state rules around condo and multifamily housing projects, which Wabakind says could make it easier for builders to meet that demand.
So hopefully that is going to help ease this incredibly low inventory situation that we have.
2017 also saw a rise in Northern Colorado's national reputation for high-priced housing. A report released in March from a Southern California-based company, Adam Data Solutions, ranked 7 Colorado counties, including Adams, Larimer, and Boulder, as some of the least affordable in the country when compared to an area's historical home prices. So if you're looking to buy in 2018, real estate broker Brad Inelson has one piece of advice.
It really makes you have to write a good offer. The offers that are not professional, that are not complete, those are the types of offers that don't typically get accepted.
For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.